Thank you for tuning in to Vine Life with host Janine Davis and guest Pastor Troy Brewer of Open Door Ministries. Stay tuned for part two of his remarkable testimony.
Good morning and welcome to Vine Life. This is part two of Open Door Ministries with Pastor Troy Brewer. He's in the house this morning. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, Janine. How are you?
For those of you who didn't tune in last week, I'm going to give you a little bit of his bio. Pastor Troy Brewer is the founding and senior pastor of Open Door Church. He is known for his relevant and truly authentic teaching style. He has spoken in conferences throughout the world and as a musician has put forth or contributed to more than 25 CDs. He has also written several books to include his bestseller, Numbers That Preach, and also writes the syndicated newspaper column, Fresh from the Brewer. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning again.
Okay, so where we left off was we were sort of talking about Open Door Ministries Food Bank.
Right.
And you told us how you got that started. And what I want to do now is I want to talk about SPARC and your orphanages.
Okay, well, SPARC is an acronym for Serving, Protecting, and Raising Kids. And my wife came up with that. She's brilliant, by the way. And I love that. Don't you just love that?
I do.
SPARC. Serving, Protecting, and Raising Kids. Well,
Serving, Protecting, and Raising Kids.
I guess probably the first time I went to Uganda was in 1990, I think it was 96, was our first missions trip to Uganda. And Leanna and I were doing a crusade on the border of Congo and Uganda in a place called Fort Portal. And it was an outside thing. It was great. It was amazing. There was tens of thousands of people there. It was super anointed. Whenever we got done, they were taking me to the car, and there was a young boy, and this boy was, he was 9 years old, and he pushed through the crowd, and he grabbed me by my hand, and I said, hello, and in as good as English as he could possibly muster, he said, sir, and I said, yes, sir, and he said, you must feed me, and I said, oh, really, are you hungry, mm-hmm. and he said, yes, sir, I am hungry, and I was like, well, you know what, we're going to go eat right now, why don't you just come go with me, what's your name, and he said, my name is Colin. So I said, guys, this is Colin, and Colin's going to come eat with us. And the people that was hosting us, they were like, you know, send him away. You know, there's lots of kids. I said, no, Colin wants to go eat with us. Let's let him eat. And, of course, my wife just grabbed him. And so we go eat, and we ate. And, man, when that kid was eating, I'm telling you, he ate like he had never eaten in his life. And he was polite. Mm-hmm. He was sitting up straight. He wanted to do everything right. Mm-hmm. But this kid was so hungry. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, I said, Colin, where do your parents live? Where do you live? And I asked him about his parents. And he told me he didn't have any parents. And I said, well, where do you live? So he said, well, I'll have to show you. So whenever we left the restaurant, he walked us down the street and he took me to an alley. And there was a place literally in this little alley. And there was a little mat where Colin slept on the ground. And he had several shirts that were folded neatly, perfectly. And he wanted me to show me that he took good care of the things that he had. And I said, Colin, is this where you live? And he said, yes, sir. And I told him, I said, not anymore. You know, not anymore. And my wife turned to me and said, Troy, we can't leave this kid here. And I said, I know. So we took him to the church that was hosting us and told him, said, look, we know that I'm sorry, but I want to take care of Colin, and I need you to help me take care of him. I will support him. I will bless him. You'll get a check from me every month. But Colin, you know, Janine, sometimes God just gives you people.
Yes. Yes.
He will just give you somebody, mm-hmm. and you have to not harden your heart to that. Mm-hmm. And the people tell me, he said, well, Troy, there's millions of orphans in Africa. And I said, well, I'm not trying to take care of millions. I just want to take care of Colin.
Okay.
I want to do that. Well, we put him into a little school, and the school turned into a boarding school, and we supported it and blessed it and helped it. Today, there's over 800 kids in that. It took off. It's so much bigger than us.
That's amazing.
It's supported by ministries all throughout the United States now. We don't even really have any part in it anymore, but it just started just with Colin. from that, we knew we have an ability to, we just knew that we have an anointing for orphanages.
Okay.
Several years later, my wife went, she was on her own missions trip there in Uganda, and she bought 20 acres of land. She called me and she said, "Troy, I'm fixing to buy something." And I'm thinking a dress, I'm thinking shoes.
Okay.
You know? No, she called me and she said, "I want to buy 5 acres of land." And I said, "Oh, Lord. Girl, what are you going to do with 5 acres of land in Uganda?" And she said, "Troy, this village is out in the middle of nowhere." And she said, there's anywhere from 70 to maybe 120 orphans that just sleep on the ground out there. She said, "Troy, I just saw them. I want to buy land there, and I want to take care of these kids." So we prayed about it, and I said, "Okay." And then she called me back the next day. She said, "I got great news." I said, "What?" She goes, "You're going to be so happy. I didn't buy the 5 acres." I said, "Oh, okay, great. What'd you do?" She said, "I bought 20.
Just like a woman.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I was like, "Well, Jesus, thank you, Lord."
Thank you, Jesus.
But you know what? Today, our 20 acres of land has a church on it. It has a school, an amazing school that there's 150 kids in our school, and we're building the second school now with another 150 kids. There's a soccer field. There's a medical clinic. We dug a well. There is a banana plantation. There's a pineapple plantation.
Awesome.
We have cows. We have chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And we support the whole entire village there. Mm-hmm. So Spark not only does that, but we also have two more in Mexico. We have another one in Vajrakapatnam, India, and there's 300 kids mm-hmm. in our orphanage in India.
Okay, so let me understand. When you initially went to Uganda, you went on the invitation.
Yes.
Okay, you didn't have in the mind about an orphanage
or kids or anything.
Same thing with the food bank.
See,
God's really got you. He's really got
I'm
his hand
you,
on you.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. That's Jehovah Sneaky. He's so good about not telling me what I'm signing up for. And he's really smart because he knows me better than I know me.
Yes.
I'm so grateful. And he's like, "Troy, I'm not going to tell you that you're signing up to take care of kids. I'm going to tell you that you're signing up to preach because I have confidence. Well, I can teach. You know, mm-hmm, I've got the gift mm-hmm, of gab." Mm-hmm. Had no confidence that I could take care of kids or start orphanages or that kind of a ministry. Now, my wife heads up the whole orphanage ministry, and she runs Spark and sparkworldwide.org is where all that is. She's amazing.
Okay, and we'll talk about the orphanages there in Uganda some more. Let's move on to, is it India?
Yeah, India. Vajrakapatnam, India is on the East Coast. And I just like saying that, Vajrakapatnam.
I can't even say it. I'm not even going to try.
I'm sure it sounds like a train wreck when I say it. I'm sure they would say I'm not saying it right. But you can just say Vizak.
I can say Vizak.
All right. So Vizak is it's an industrial city that's on the East Coast. And there's an amazing ministry there, and there's 300 children, and they get fed, they get protected, they get loved on, they get the gospel of Jesus, they get treated like family, and they get educated. And we are so grateful to be a part of that. And there's so many more kids that need to come in there. Literally at night, when I pull up from my crusades, I literally have to step over little boys and girls that are sleeping outside of the gate, just because it's a safe place for them to go and sleep. And I know that I can't do everything in the world, but you know what? I can take care of those 300 kids. I can do that. And then whenever the gates are open, then those other hundreds of kids, they do come in, they get fed and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But we're actually responsible for 300 children there. And it is an amazing work. It's absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, have you run into India about the organ trade? Of them stealing children, kidnapping children, and taking their kidneys and different organs and selling them, and also taking some of the little girls and selling them into slavery and prostitution.
Yeah, the sex trafficking industry in India is rampant. And in fact, there's somebody very close to me that has spent the past 2 years in Bombay with a ministry called Good Night Red Light.
Okay.
And doing a tremendous work there against the sex trafficking industry. And you know what? It's that way everywhere throughout the world now, Janine. There are human beings that are slaves that are in terrible situations, that are just being exploited because of their poverty. And we, as the body of Christ, we have got to stand against that.
We have to.
We have. There has to be a constant voice against that, and there needs to be feet to our voice. One of our orphanages in Mexico, the reason why we do a work in Mexico is because 15 years ago, I was in the trash dumps, and we were doing a work there. And we did a tremendous work in association with several churches in the trash dumps there. And because our part was to bring down the food because of the food bank. Mm-hmm. And the people there that are there, Janine, this is right on the Texas border, are there because they owe...
That's Creole?
Matamoros. Matamoros, Mexico.
Oh, Matamoros.
Yes.
Okay.
And they're in the trash dump. The families that are there, they owe the cartel money. So they have a choice. They can either become slaves in the trash dumps or they can sell their bodies for prostitution. So they're there. So here's what we would do. We would find out how much does this family owe and pay off their debt. And you're literally buying a family.
Lord Jesus.
You're literally buying them. And
people watch TV and movies and they might read about something in National Geographic or a magazine. But you've been there, and it's real.
Yes.
And these people need help. They need
people.
Jesus. They need the church.
Yes.
And thank you for answering the call. My goodness.
Well, our part has really been a small part in it, but you know what? It has been a part. And I would just say that to every single listener that's out there. You know what? The church that changes the world, that church is a church that acts. The book of Acts is about the church that turned the world upside down.
Amen.
It's not called the philosophies of the apostles. It's not called the doctrines of the apostles. It's called the Acts of the apostles.
Yes.
And what I've wanted with Open Door Church from the very beginning is to be a church that acts. You know, I want to preach the gospel. That's good. But I want to demonstrate Jesus. Paul said, I did not come to you with enticing words of wisdom, right? He said, but I came in full demonstration of the Spirit
being
and of power.
Doer.
Hey, man, if we're not going to demonstrate it, then we don't need to preach.
And that's
it.
What people want to see in this season, Pastor Troy.
That's right.
They want a word that they know is going to work for them.
That's right.
They want to see Jesus.
That's right. This is a show me generation.
This is a show. It's awesome.
I want to see it.
And
I don't
could you
just
tell
hear
these people that you don't have to try to clean yourself up, or when I win the lottery, or when I pay off my house, when I retire, then I can. You can start right now where you are.
Right now. That's exactly right. You know, I would say this to anybody listening to me. You are perfect for the kingdom because Jesus is perfect for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're perfect right where you're at, who you are. And say, well, you don't know how messed up I am. You know what? God is not scared of how messed up you are. It's not like God says, well, I'd love to do something, but I'm scared of the hell that's in that person's life.
That's just ridiculous.
No, he's not scared at all. And you know what? He looks for willing hearts.
Yes.
And he is so, you know, God Almighty cannot resist a heart that says yes to him.
Yes.
And what we have to do is we have to learn how to just say yes. And you know what? I can't, you know, there's a lot of things I can't do, but I can do what the Lord has placed directly in front of me.
Yes. And he's getting it done one soul at a time.
That's right. And one thing turns into another and turns into another and
awesome?
Turns into another.
I mean,
and
I
love that.
I love your ministry.
Oh, well.
It's just such a testimony
well,
of Jesus.
I am surrounded by a lot of crazy people that actually want to do something.
Amen.
You know, and I'm so grateful for that. And you know what? People that don't want to do something in the kingdom or for the kingdom, they will not hang around people like us. You know, they
won't. Why are you putting me in it?
Because you're part of it.
Yes, I'm just joking. Amen.
You're just as crazy as I am.
I'm telling you, you know, I wouldn't even have this show if I waited for the right opportunity.
Oh,
the right moment. I mean, I just stepped out. I mean, Kelly, the station manager, will tell you. I mean, I went to my pastor. I had him pray for me. And I'm just telling you, this is a God thing. If you have the willingness of heart to serve,
see,
it's not about what the ministry can give you. It's about what you can give to others, what you can serve in a ministry.
That's right.
That you will begin to see the miracles and you will begin to see the provision.
Yes.
People say, well, I know God called me to do such and such and such, but there's no provision. What is your motivation?
Hey, you got to start walking in it. God Almighty told Joshua, he said, I want you to cross the Jordan. And here's the deal. You won't even know what I have given you until you put your feet on it. God Almighty blesses pursuit. And when God Almighty tells you to do something, once you begin to walk in it, then it becomes yours. It doesn't become yours before you walk in it. You have to put the soles of your feet on it and then see that the Lord has given it to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
So God Almighty blesses pursuit. And you know,
and whenever, that's faith.
That is faith. When I first started having a burden to go to foreign nations, I didn't even have a clue where I was going to go. So you know what I did? I went and got a passport. And then as soon as I got my passport, the Lord opened up the door to go to Uganda.
Praise God.
And so you have to step in it before he gives it to you. You don't have to have it all figured out.
Right.
You have to have the heart of the Father figured out.
Yes.
And just go, God loves these people. God loves me. God wants to do great things. Yes. So let's just start walking towards that.
And someday, Pastor Troy, I'll tell you about how I got Holy Ghost whipped with the show that I initially started in my own flesh and carnality. I knew that I was supposed to do a show. I just didn't know that the show was wasn't supposed to be about me and my little girlfriends. It was supposed to be about Jesus. And so I got whipped, but that's okay. I'm on the right track now, Holy Ghost.
Right.
Thank you, Lord. But, you know, sometimes, you know, when we get out of the spirit and we start doing our own thing, that's when things don't come together as Christ would have them to. And then I hear people say, oh, it's so hard. The hardest thing that has been for me in ministry is keeping myself in the throne room at the feet of Jesus. Because of all the sin and everything that happens around us that distracts us away from the Father. And guess what? I told Jesus, if I can't stay with you, Lord, I don't want to do it.
Awesome. That's all about living a consecrated life.
Amen. I don't want to. Nothing is more important than my time with him. I'm in school now. I'm doing this show. But guess what? I get up an hour earlier.
Awesome.
And if I don't get any sleep, then I don't get any sleep. But I'm going to put Jesus first.
I want to be somebody like you that lives a consecrated life, that I'm somebody that has a huge value for the presence of God within my life.
Oh, I have to have it.
I cannot lose that value.
Because that's staying connected to the vine.
That's right.
And apart from it, what do you say? We could do nothing.
That's right.
Apart from him.
That's right.
Glory to God. Okay, so now let's talk about, there's another ministry that you have in the Amazon.
Well, there is an orphanage there in the Amazon that is amazing. And there's some amazing people that run that ministry. They are out there literally in the middle of nowhere. My brother-in-law, Daryl Knight, travels there all the time, is an incredible, Daryl Knight is just an amazing person, by the way. He's a guy that runs Knight Photography here, and he's just like, well, he's just a photographer, you know? No, dude, he's a tool in the hand of God. Mm-hmm. And this orphanage that is on the Amazon is nothing but Indian children there. So the tribal people of that region. So it's a very important orphanage.
Okay. Okay. And I don't know, did we talk about the orphanages where the children, and that was in Africa, some of their limbs have been cut and that came through the war there,
that's in Sierra Leone is where that is.
Yes.
Well, you know what, Janine? We are considering taking on another orphanage, and I'm actually going to be there next week. I'm leaving next Tuesday for Sierra Leone, and I have never one time stepped foot in Sierra Leone. There was someone from another place came to me, made us aware of this place, and said, "Would you please consider going there and looking at this?"
Okay.
The entire orphanage is children who have had some limb amputated from their body.
Amputees. All the children are amputees.
That's exactly right. And the Civil War there, there's been such atrocities that have happened in the Civil War there that these children have been held down and literally hacked up. So my wife and I are going to be there next week, and it's an opportunity for us to go and love on some kids and to assess if Open Door Church or if Spark Worldwide can take on something else, and to see if we can be in partnership with
them. And when you're hugging on those kids, could you give them an extra squeeze from KDKR?
I will do that.
Because we love kids here at the station. We love kids.
Me too.
Well, Pastor Troy, I tell you, you have such an awesome ministry. I want to backtrack a little bit and talk about this book, Numbers That Preach. Could you tell us how God called you to do this book and what the book is about?
Well, I like to write, and God's not only given me the gift of gab, but he's given me the gift of scribble. And now I'm no good at spelling anything, but I can actually write, and I do love to write. I wrote this book after about a 20-year-long study on this subject, and Numbers That Preach is all about the order of how God does things, and I love that. So one in the Bible tends to represent unity all the way through the Word of God. One represents unity. Two represents like a faithful witness. That's why Jesus sent the disciples out by two, right? Mm-hmm. That's why the animals came into art by twos. And also, too, in the book of Revelation, there's the two witnesses, right? Mm-hmm. The number three tends to represent perfect completion. It's like, it's like the outer court, the inner court, the most holy place, right. The Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. It means like the whole enchilada, okay. Right?
Holy and divine order.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Number four tends to represent creation. And things that are created tend to have the number four stamped on it. God likes to preach a word about his creating power when he stamps the number four, whether it's four elements or four seasons or mm-hmm. north, south, east, and west or four gospels.
All right, now you're getting into the prophetic now.
That's exactly right. So number five tends to represent grace, okay. Right? That's why David picked up five smooth stones.
So it's
by the grace of God that he overcome the enemy. We could go on and on and on. I could do that all day because I'm just a nut about that. But I just love how intentional the Lord is.
Yes, he is.
He's so intentional.
Just say that again, because that sounded so good.
I love how intentional the Lord is. Do you know that there's 29 mountains listed in the Word of God? So the number 29 tends to represent mountains, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, well then it's no coincidence that the highest mountain on this earth is called Mount Everest, and the official height of Mount Everest is 29,029 feet. Sir Edmund Hillary, when he was 29 years old, climbed Mount Everest, on May the 29th, 1953. God Almighty was yelling a word. He was proclaiming a word about overcoming mountains, and he still is today.
Yes.
So Numbers That Preach is a book that's about that, and it's a collection of those kinds of thoughts. I love it.
Yes. Well, that's just awesome, and I can't wait. Where can I go and get this book?
If you just type up Numbers That Preach, it's all over. It's at Amazon. It's it's at booksellers everywhere.
Okay, and it said that you've written other books as well?
I have six books and about to come out with my seventh book. And Miracles with a Message is a story about miracle accounts of things that I've seen and things that God taught me out of it. I have Fresh from the Brewer 1 and Fresh from the Brewer 2, and Fresh from the Brewer is my newspaper column.
Right.
And it's a collection of those.
Now, when does that come out? Is that weekly or is
it it's a
daily?
Weekly. No, it's weekly.
And that comes out in the Star Telegram or the...
It's not in the Star Telegram. It's in all the Star papers, Burleson, Joshua,
right.
Crowley, Alvareda, Keene. It's in the Cleveland Times Review.
Okay.
It's in other newspapers around here. So, it gets picked up a lot.
I want you to give us some scripture and close out the ministry with a prayer. And just for someone that God has placed on their hearts to start a ministry, what would you say to them?
The Bible says that it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out the matter. That there are things that are hidden in you, and there are things that are hidden in the kingdom, that if we can just have the courage to walk, if we can just have the courage to progress and get off of our blessed assurance, get off of our comfortable couch and say, Lord, I'm going after you in a whole new way, that what we will discover is that there are places in Christ and places in Christ who is within us that is so powerful and so life-changing, where we become so significant in the kingdom.
Yes.
And I want to just say to every single listener that you are so valued in heaven and you are so celebrated in the kingdom. Don't waste your life by just waiting to hit the lotto or waiting until you die to see the Lord. Listen, Jesus is alive right now, and he loves you so much, and he has such an amazing life for you. I want to just pray for all of our listening audience. Father God, sir, I come to you, Lord, and I praise you, and I thank you, Lord God, for the incredible work, God, that you're doing. Father God, sir, give us eyes to see you. Give us ears, Lord Jesus, to hear you. I pray, God, that you would give us a courageous heart to step forward in you. I love you, Lord God, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And thank you, listeners. Thank you, Pastor Troy of Open Door Ministries. For more information on Open Door Ministries, you can go to his website, opendoorexperience.com.
Yes.
Thank you. Or you can go to www.theinterviews.com. Thank you. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to Vine Life Connection with host Janine Davis. For more information, you can go to www.theinterviews.com. This program was brought to you by Vine Life Ministries.